Hello and welcome to the Short Science Fiction Review with me, John Cronshaw. Today I'm going to be reviewing Observation Post by Mike Resnick. The story was first published in the 2013 anthology Beyond the Sun, and is a sci-fi comedy about aliens observing Earth. The story is told in a series of communications between an alien commander and an observer in the orbit of Earth. So this alien's trying to see what humans' capabilities are as a species, and whether they're a threat to the galaxy, whether if they went to war with them, they'd win. Where the comedy comes in is this alien takes as its material films and TV shows. So, for example, it gets an understanding of our space technology through watching Star Wars, through watching Star Trek. It believes that our understanding of computer technology, of AIs, is far superior to their own, as it references Data from Star Trek, Agent Smith from The Matrix, and The Terminator. The observer's also made aware of supernatural beings like vampires and zombies, and also of Dumbo, the flying elephant. Now, the tone of this is, as I say, it's a comedy, and it's very similar in tone to something like Red Shirts by John Scalzi. The alien also observes things like sports and sees them as a kind of warfare. He references American football and how pitch battles would take place with these armoured men. He also talks about football and says that people gather in an arena to watch humans kick around a defenceless animal. And then they talk about wrestling, which is basically the WWE-style sports entertainment wrestling. And he says, you know, you've got these big-muscled men beating the crap out of each other, hitting each other with chairs, and then they're none the worse for wear for it. So they see humans as being these kind of invincible beings that have amazing scientific abilities. They even talk about how a single human was able to defeat one of these Terminators, how a single human was able to use this magic power called the Force to defeat an evil empire. And so he gets a really kind of confused picture. And then it goes into the realm of superheroes, and this plays into the end of the story. Obviously, I don't want to ruin that, but it is really funny all the way through. It's well worth reading. I really enjoyed it. And for me, it does raise questions about what fiction says about us as a species. What does fiction say about humanity? How we can create all these inconsistent worlds. And maybe this alien race looked upon this and they don't have their own fiction. They didn't even conceive of this idea that, hey, maybe this stuff's made up. Maybe it's drama. Maybe it's fiction. And I said this in my introduction to this podcast in the introductory episode, that I believe stories are an evolutionary necessity, that the reason we're here is because of our ability to tell stories about what happens if you go to that part of the world, or what happens if you encounter these kind of creatures. So yeah, highly recommended. Check it out. Have you read this story? Let me know. I'm on Twitter. It's at JL Cronshaw. I'm also on Facebook. You can friend me on there. That's John Cronshaw. John without an H. I'm also posting these episodes up onto my website, which is johncronshaw.com. If you're enjoying these episodes, please leave a review for me on iTunes. That'd be great. So until next time, cheerio.